And I've just been given some news, which I have to share with you, unfortunately. And this has been suggested all morning, but it's now a fact. I've just confirmed, as I came on air with New South Wales Police, as you all know, a man will face court today charged with murder following the investigation into the disappearance of a 9-year-old girl. Strike Force Buana was established by the Blue Mountains Police Area Command, assisted by State Crime Command Homicide Squad, to investigate the disappearance of a 9-year-old girl reported missing from Mount Wilson in the Blue Mountains on the 14th of January, which is last Friday. Now, this is very difficult. Following extensive investigations, officers attached to the strike force yesterday conducted a search in the vicinity of the Colo River, a tributary of the Hawkesbury River. With the assistance of police divers, Hawkesbury Police Area Command, Public Order and Riot Squad, Operational Support Group, OSG, and Police Rescue, the body of a child was located in a barrel. The body has yet to be formally identified. The barrel was on dry ground in the scrub. It was dense scrub. It appeared, according to eyewitnesses, it was being dragged towards the river. Because of the dense scrub, attempts to take the barrel to the river were unsuccessful. 8:30 last night, after the body was found, obviously last night, Strike Force detectives attended a unit, Raleigh Street, Surry Hills, arrested a 32-year-old man. He's been named. He's been taken to Surry Hills Police Station and charged with murder. He's, of course, been refused bail to appear in Central Local Court today. Now, as I mentioned with Ben Fordham a little bit earlier, in relation to this matter, the rules change once someone's been charged with murder and once it involves a missing child. We can no longer report many facts that have been reported over the past 6 days. They now can't be reported, so you have to excuse us. But we must make sure that we're in accordance with the law. And we'd hate to put any proceedings in the future in jeopardy by doing the wrong thing, and we certainly won't be doing that here. But I repeat, as has been suggested through the course of the morning, the strike force formed after the disappearance of a girl last Friday has now found a body inside a barrel on dry ground in the suburb, or rather I should say in the scrub, near the Colo River, not in the river, but near the Colo River. Eyewitnesses say it was being dragged, apparently, to the river, but the dense scrub prohibited it from proceeding to the river.